Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and it's great that you're here with me today. Aaron Bellier, that's the name, ladies and gentlemen. Bellier is with us. Aaron is the founder of Alphabet Arm Design. He is a new friend, and his company designs logos and marketing campaigns, CD covers, posters, lots of different things, the things that we use to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and that's what his business does. And it's he's an outstanding entrepreneur as well as a creative guy, and he's here to talk to us a little bit about not only about his business, but how a 21st century business like his is doing in this economy. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Aaron, now, You founded your business in the 21st century, didn't you?
I did, 2001.
And now, even though you're a product of the 20th century, mm-hmm. you cut your teeth in the 20th century, but your 21st century business is probably a lot different from what you thought it might be way back when you got started back in the 90s, isn't it?
That's true, and I had only been designing for a few short years before starting Alphabet Arm. So the industry itself was relatively new to me.
And so the good news there then is you didn't have any baggage, did you?
I did not.
Yeah,
and I'm one of those self-taught guys. I didn't go to school for design.
So it's just a natural talent that you have. But the thing about it is a lot of people are successful in the 21st century like you because mm-hmm. they didn't have any 20th century baggage.
I think you're right. I think there was no predisposed idea of how a business should be run or who should be running it or, you know, what your approach would be to writing a business plan. You know, I think it kind of called to me and I just followed it.
Well, you know, I tell my audience, and when I speak to groups or on the show here, I've said many times that most of us listening right now were born in the 20th century. And basically everybody, I guess, is born in the 20th century. And most of us learned most of what we know in the 20th century. But almost all of that's obsolete these days, isn't it?
Yeah. I think obviously there are, you know, age-old business practices.
Fundamentals.
That I hold dear. And I think that attributes to a lot of our success, really.
But the application of those fundamentals.
Sure.
That's what's new, isn't it?
I think, you know, people are using technology in a new way and are using it in better ways every day. But I think it really comes down to human contact, how you're treated, and how good your services are, you know, regardless of what kind of technology you're using.
Mm-hmm.
I think we try to keep that as basic as possible.
I like what you just said, because one of the things that I've been telling people for a long time is, and I get this from one of the main passages I remember in John Nesbitt's book, Megatrends. He said, yes, we will want high tech. Well, yes, we'll have a lot of high tech, but we'll always want high touch. And what I've encouraged my folks to do is never ask your customers to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think about that?
I think that's appropriate. You know, it's only as good as it's built. And I think, you know, our clients, the Alphabet Arm clients, range from everywhere from our clients who don't know the first thing about computers to those who are exceptionally savvy. And we like to run a very simple middle ground and make it as easy for them as possible.
Give us an example of some of the things you do for your clients.
We specialize in print design, so we do a lot of logo and identity work, which you mentioned. We do a lot of branding. Once your logo is established, we often will build an office system and all the print collateral for our clients. existing materials. We do a lot of collateral design. And then, as you mentioned, we do an awful lot of work for the music industry, a lot of CD art direction and merchandising for bands on tour. But our client base is extremely diverse.
And has that been a key to your success, to be diverse like that?
Honestly, I think it has. You know, we're a small studio. There's only four full-timers, but we're very nimble. We really like to know the industries we work within. And if a client comes to us and said, "We love your work, but have you ever done anything in the virtual goods industry?" And we haven't, then we research it like crazy. We see what other businesses are out there and really like to develop something to set our clients, to make their identity as unique as possible and help them stand out within a sea of other logos.
Well, I've often said that you we all need to stick to our knitting. We need to make sure we don't get too spread out in what we offer,
mm-hmm.
because we I think there's a lot of money to be made in the niches, but you can stick to your knitting and still have a diverse customer base, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what you've done.
When I started Alphabet Arm, I decided I didn't want to I didn't want to offer web design. I didn't want to offer web and print. I really mm-hmm. wanted to focus on print design because that's what I respond to and I'm most passionate about. So I found tremendous designers to come and work for me that are really passionate about the same type of print design. So we're really specialized in that way, but within that realm, we're quite nimble.
Well, and you've learned something from that, and you've learned what you're good at. You've learned how to be successful at that. But mm-hmm. what if the world starts moving a little bit? What if we got a lot of people out there, their world has shifted over a little bit. How do you make mm-hmm. How do you make those adjustments?
Well, we've seen that from the music industry, certainly, where physical CD sales are way down, and a lot of labels have closed, and even the major labels have really gone digital. The nice thing is bands still need some sort of an identity, even if it's just online.
Right.
So, it does kind of shift us away from the print work that we really love to do, but ultimately, you still need to look good.
Right, and so you've been able to move your print design over to digital design.
In some instances, yes.
Yeah. Just as a pragmatic way of following what your customers want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the fact that we still want to do that type of work. So
give us your website, Aaron.
It's alphabetarm.com.
Alphabetarm.com. Aaron Bellier and I are going to be right back after these messages. We come back, I'm going to ask Aaron what he's doing about making sure he's got a good customer base in these challenging times. Stay with us, 20 after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. Check out our knowledge base. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. And my newsletter is there. Lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's all free. All you got to do is show up. No barrier to entry. You don't even have to tell us who you are. Just show up and use our stuff. We like that, and I think you will too. Aaron Bellier is with us, folks. Bellyea, if you're Googling him. Aaron is the founder of Alphabet Arm Design. The website is alphabetarm.com, right, Aaron?
That's correct.
And you can find out more about, can they see your wares there? They can see what you've done for other clients, that kind of thing?
Yep, we have a pretty immense portfolio there. We also have a blog that you can get to from our site, which
All right.
is updated every week with new projects.
Good. So when's your book coming out?
You tell me.
Aaron, you were folks, this is a great American entrepreneur story. Aaron's
mm-hmm.
founded his business and he's doing well. And how has the record labels having their challenges? That's not really a recession issue. That's an industry challenge all by itself that was going on long before this recession hit.
Mm-hmm.
How has this recession impacted your business, and what are you guys doing about it?
Well, we've, strangely enough, we're the busiest we've ever been. I think partially larger agencies have kind of cut corners and maybe cut out their art departments, so now need to outsource. So that's ended up being
you're looking at a different source of customers then, aren't you?
To some extent, yes. And you know, I think what I'm finding is that even though people are struggling and nervous about spending money, they realize they still have to market. They still have to get their name out there and promote their own products and you know, figure out how they can make sales.
So you haven't cut back on penetrating the marketplace. You haven't gone into a cave, is what you're saying, have you? You've stayed out in the marketplace.
Very much so. And I think they're just using their marketing money smarter. And I'd like to think we're a key part of that.
Very interesting. You know, this is one of the interesting things that a lot of small business owners don't pay attention to. When big companies lay off people, that doesn't mean that that work doesn't still need to be done. It just means that they don't want that payroll on their books. That doesn't mean that they won't take a contract from a small business that can do the same thing. Whenever a company lays off people, small businesses should be going in there with a new vengeance, shouldn't they, seeing where the opportunity is.
I totally agree.
So tell us about operating your business. What about your focus on cash? How's that been working?
You know, we're always very careful about, you know, as always been sort of my protocol is to make sure I have enough on hand to cover, you know, the essentials, the overhead, the payroll.
Yeah.
But I don't really feel like it's really shifted within the economic shift that we've seen.
What is the main operating thing that you think about you're a creative guy, you're the guy out there, you're the rainmaker, you're making calls on customers, you're courting them, you're doing all that, but you're also the founder of the company. That means you've got responsibility for the mundane, the what I call the operational universe of the business, the diaper changing part of the business. You've got to do that too, don't you? So what is the thing that you're focusing on the most right now?
You know, I think another key to the success of Alphabet Arm is having the right people here. I have a tremendously talented group of designers, but they're also very responsible. They're very loyal. I never feel like I'm babysitting anyone. I never, you know, the days that I'm not in the studio full time, I never feel like I have to check up on anyone. And I think
so. You hired people you feel you could trust. Trust and responsibility were big parts of your profile for hiring someone.
It really was. You know, I obviously wanted someone who came in with a really strong portfolio and was smart and articulate, but also someone that I wanted to spend the day with.
They need to
fit.
Where,
yeah, exactly. And I think that's a big part. I know other small businesses who are constantly complaining about their employees, and I think it just makes me value mine that much more. And I think by showing them and proving that to them on a regular basis, it makes everyone more happy and, I think, a much more productive staff.
Have you talked to your employees and shared with each other about ways to cut costs, ways to save money, ways to be more efficient? Have you guys had that conversation?
Honestly, we haven't. But we're not the type of studio that's lavishly throwing money around either. You know, we like to do, we like to have nice working machines. We do a lot of our own creative work. We have a line of T-shirts that we are constantly adding designs to, and that's sort of a fun, you know, when we're working on, you know, a corporate piece all day long, to then turn around and have fun making a cool shirt that we would want to wear. That's sort of a nice release for everyone. And so we're always working on our own promotional materials, which are really fun and set their own sort
fun.
Of realm of challenges.
You're having fun?
We have a lot of fun at work, believe it or not.
What kind of a business is this, having fun? What's that all about?
that's key, you know.
If you can't have fun, Aaron, let's just forget about it.
I agree.
Even now, don't you agree?
Even more now.
Yeah.
You know, hear so much, you know, horrific news and the numbers that could just overwhelm you and depress you, and you still, if you're somewhere 9 to 5, you have to enjoy what you're doing and enjoy where you are and who you're with.
Otherwise, it's not worth doing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Give us that website again, Aaron.
Alphabetarm.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Aaron, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Good luck and congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you.
Got a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.